Hello, Browns Nation. What's good with all of you on this Thursday afternoon, second to the last day of the month of October? And yeah, they tell us there's some excitement going on around the big league city of Cleveland today. Yeah, they tell us that. I bet you feel it all. We do. It's kind of tangible and palpable as we welcome you to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm here. Nathan Zagura will join a little bit later on. And Maddie, the funny thing about it is you and I are walking around the facility here today. So Browns are getting set to go on the practice field in about 15 minutes or so. But so many of the fellas are just finishing up their lunch and meetings and down in the players' lounge and locked into what's going on with, of course, ESPN Cleveland's parent company. ESPN, as SportsCenter, has kind of locked themselves down on East 4th Street today. They've been all morning long. I think you heard about it with Tony Rizzo and Gerard Cherry here before us. And it is. You feel the excitement. So all the Browns, there's probably 15 Browns players. Joe Hayden, Phil Taylor leading the charge. 15 Browns players down there before they head the practice field. Check it out, the goings-on downtown.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a great time to be a Clevelander. And that's what's so special about the fact that we sit at 4-3. The Browns are in contention in their division. They are over 500. They have equaled the win total of the entire last football season. And again, a guy by the name of LeBron James and his return, something that this city has been waiting for a very long time, will happen tonight. We saw their opponent, the New York Knicks, get throttled last night by the Chicago Bulls. So we hope that Dan Gilbert and the Cavs organization have laid out that red carpet for LeBron and this Cavs team that we believe will be in contention all season and bring back that championship banner to the city of Cleveland.
I'm trying to think. It would have been 1900, the fall of 1999. Where were you in the fall of 1999? I'm going to relate this to Cleveland area football.
I was a freshman at the Ohio State University.
Your freshman year. Well, I thought that was it, but I wanted to make sure let you say it rather than I, because there was also another freshman at Akron St. Vincent St. Mary High School. He was playing football, though, his freshman year as a wide receiver.
Only his freshman year.
Only his freshman year. And then wiser heads got to him and said, we don't want to risk what's going to come up for you down the road, young man. But I think he had 11 touchdown receptions, played wide out. He was about 6'5 at the time as a 14-year-old. Threw a lot of fades, a lot of high point jump balls to LeBron, a lot of post routes, a lot of go routes, and he had a tremendous freshman season. He's always had a great affinity for football. So we were thinking today as we start our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day, we saw the commercial a couple of years ago. You just wonder, you know that because he always says, I'm a football player. He's always said that from day one. I'm a football player. I'm thinking probably tight end or maybe hybrid wide receiver if he's a Cleveland Brown wearing the orange helmet.
Absolutely. And I think there's a couple relevant points here as you talk about LeBron in a football uniform. And again, the one thing when you talk about LeBron in football to me is and how we're so proud to have him back is, the LeBron James Family Foundation donating Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's those new awesome Nike uniforms to make them look like some of the college programs around the country, all given by LeBron and his partnership with Nike. But then also, too, is another relevant point is we're going to see 6'5", 230 and 6'5", 231 and 6'2", 200 this week at the wide receiver position for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So there may be some basketballing going on out on the football field, and that is one challenge for our defensive backfield and some undersized corners in Joe Hayden, Buster Skrine. But again, number 8 draft pick, 6'1". We drafted him for this reason. Tall, athletic, physical when need be. Justin Gilbert are up for that challenge this week.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's something that's been talked about in with great regularity since Monday with regard to that large wide receiving core, as Matt mentions, that Tampa's going to bring in here. All right, as we start our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day, you guys know how to jump on board, 216-578-0850. All right, we can do that. Coming up in our next segment, we'll start to run through as many as we can. And also on Twitter, at MattWilhelm57, at Michael Regai, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns_daily. So you've got all kinds of ways to tweet at the show. We'll get into our Twitter mailbag a little bit later on during the show. But let's lay out the Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. Matt Fontana is producing the show today, our coordinating producer, as always, and he's a huge hoop guy and a huge LeBron guy, big man Jason Gibbs. So no surprise to me that Gibbs has laid us out, Matt, with a lot of the correlation with LeBron and the crossover today. It's one of the biggest moments in Cleveland sports history. I don't believe it is the biggest, as many are saying. To me, I would say the Browns playoff run in 1986, AFC championship game was played at the old Municipal Stadium. To me, that's, you know, ahead of the charts. You also have to look at, I think, Indians in the World Series. You know, again, as far as the biggest moment, I get it from an economic standpoint and from a social standpoint. And now we're looking at it in 2014. I see why you'd want to make that case. And don't get me wrong, I'm not minimizing it. But I'm just saying from a pure sporting perspective, World Series, AFC Championship games got to take precedent for me.
Sure, and I agree with you. And you touched on two great points that I was going to go with. And it was, again, the economics and how times have changed. And also to social media and the internet and marketing in today's world. And the dollars associated with the professional sports now make this a huge venue as opposed to what you're referencing as championship-type special moments. Mm-hmm. Now, I think what's relevant here is the fact that why there is so much excitement around this venue is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, which is those championships,
that's right.
Which is those, I was going to say AFC championships, I'm thinking Browns, but the, you know, Eastern Conference championships, hosting those here in Cleveland and having the NBA finals, you know, here in Cleveland again. And I think that one moment, when they clinched against the Detroit Pistons, I was at that game, you know, with LeBron's first go-round.
Yeah.
And that to me was very, very special because it legitimized LeBron as a champion, in my eyes, for the city of Cleveland because it gave us opportunity. You know, an opportunity to get to the dance. And also, too, even more so, is the Indians in, 97?
95 was Atlanta, but the one that they were right there,
yes,
to win
was the 97.
It was 97.
Exactly. So those, for me personally, are very special. But again, I'm, you know, a shade over 30, and those are the moments that reign supreme in my mind.
Yeah, no question about that. So we want your thoughts on that. So here we go. Let's lay out our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. All right. Where are you watching tonight's game? What are your plans? How are you going to spend this momentous occasion? And check it out, LeBron James coming back here. All right, so that's number one. We know it's a big moment in Cavaliers history. Matt and I just went through that. What's the best, the biggest, brightest moment for you in Cleveland Browns history? Think about that now. I just threw out the AFC Championship game. Kosar versus Elway. Browns versus Denver. 1986, but that whole postseason, I thought, was just absolutely fabulous for the Browns. We could get into that, your best moment in Browns history. And also, Sunday for the Cavaliers. Now, do you think, Matt, I want your thoughts on this right off the top, but I think this is a great road to go down to here. Now, you got LeBron James and his return in the homecoming tonight. Halloween, of course, tomorrow, and a huge, huge day around Cleveland, always has been. And if you have kids and a family, I think it even ramps that up some, of course. Big one Sunday for the Browns, almost again. You know, this is one. Can't afford to stumble at home. Because 4 days later, you turn around a week from tonight, national television down at Paul Brown Stadium against Marvin Lewis and the Cincinnati Bengals. You got that going on. So here's the rub with this. Two football games in, in literally less than five full days, right? So we're talking about, four days and some change.
Sure.
Two big football games. Are you concerned about the Browns in any way, shape, or form, and focus, and because of everything else going on, is that something that can be lost a little bit or could become distractive to this football team?
It definitely can. And you heard, three-time Super Bowl champion Gerard Cherry, I believe yesterday, talk about it on the Really Big Show, bringing that up as a topic and really shining a light on that because of all the things that you just kind of laid out. And again, the same way that you referenced 15 guys down in the players lounge in tune to what was going on with Cavs Nation. Believe me, where does their mind go when they leave this building? They want to take part two because what's very special about this, and you heard about when Joe Hayden signed his deal and the potential of LeBron coming back, it was who's going to beat who to a championship. And I know on the mobile app today on Browns.com, they posted, are you excited, for the return of LeBron? Or also, too, what's your second sport besides football that you have a love for? And it was four guys, basketball. So we have the best player in his prime in all of basketball in our own backyard. So I think you become, even though you're a professional yourself, you become a fan. You humble yourself, and we all, in some cases, bow down to who LeBron is and what he can do for Cleveland. And these guys in the locker room, and even some of the young players, Johnny Manziel and Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell, they have solidified their name in Cleveland Browns lore. But they want to go be a fan of something special, something unique. And so you've got the Kendrick Lamar performing, all the concerts going on and all the hoopla. And if they're out of here at 4:35, they might be going home, getting changed really fast, dropping everything, and getting down to take part as fans of this. So I definitely believe, that the Cavs, tipping off tonight will be a distraction. I do, I don't know so much think that Halloween's going to be all that big of a distraction because only a portion of the locker room have children and, trick-or-treating's an hour or two. So that's not so much. But I think more so than anything, it's preparing your body mentally and physically and emotionally for, at this point, two games in 7 days.
No question about it, and that's something that we can get into a little bit later on as well. Of course, the Browns Roundtable today will feature Doug Deacon. You hear him here, the color analyst with Jim Donovan, PNC Bank Browns Radio Network, longtime Cleveland Brown at the left tackle spot, brought to you by our good friends at Blue Point and all of their fine hospitality restaurants. So that's coming up at 2 o'clock today. And again, your opportunity to chime in, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. And finally, the matchup. Matt brought out the size, the large and powerful skill set of the Tampa Bay Buccaneer wide receivers, Vincent Jackson, Malcolm Floyd in particular, Mike Glennon in his second year throwing them the football. What's the one matchup? What's a one matchup that maybe has you at least, we do this pretty much every week, but the one matchup that you're going to be honed in on and that the Browns are going to have to come out successful with to be able to get that W over Tampa on Sunday. We'll so throw that into the mix too. So a very large Ohio business machine, many, many hot topics of the day. I'll tell you another question I have. I told you there's about 15 or so, as I did a kind of a just a quick count in the players' lounge before they head out of the practice field. I wonder how many Browns have tickets. How many of them are going to be able to either – now, usually the last few years when it wasn't as a most difficult ticket to get.
It's an easy ticket,
now,
yeah.
Most of them, led by Joe Hayden, T.J. Ward used to go a lot. Joe Thomas.
Josh Gordon.
Was at a lot of games. Josh Gordon went to a lot of games, yeah. Many of them sat courtside for the last few years. Now, I wonder how many of them are going to be in the venue tonight to watch LeBron James in his homecoming. I'm going to say at least – I'm going to go double digits.
The over
at least
okay.
10. Let's make it 10.5. Over under 10.5 Browns.
Over.
In the building.
I'm going to say If I were to pick a number, I would say more like 14 would be my over-under number.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
All right.
I think that it's very special. Confidence is high right now with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
I think these young men want to be recognized in public in what most people call the most relevant venue in the last 5 years here in Cleveland.
Yep.
With LeBron's return. And these guys want to be in the building. They want the limelight. They want to enjoy the success on the football field. And they'll do so with the Cleveland fans who support both the Cleveland Browns and the Cavs with LeBron's return.
I would say that's accurate, but I'm going to still say 10.5 because that's still double digits. You're going over. All right, 10.5. The Browns roster, that'll be front. So you know Hayden will be there.
Hayden's going to bring some buddies.
He's going to bring some friends.
So there's four.
Well, I got a feeling Big Phil's going to be there.
We get four right there with Joe.
With Joe. Well,
and Phil's going to have a buddy or two, so we're at 6.5 right there.
But you're assuming this player. You're saying player buddies.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
I got a feeling Tashaun's going to be there, right?
You're at 3 at the blink of an eye.
I got a feeling Buster's going to be there.
You're at 4 at the blink of an eye.
I think Ben Tate will be there.
You're halfway to 10.5.
I know. Just having fun with it, though. So we'll see if we can get an actual count for you. After practice, of course, because in a couple of minutes, Mike Pettine just walked by. Mike Pettine kind of looked at us like, hoops, what the hell are you talking hoops for? First things first, he's going down to the practice field to get big work day now. What a man. I was on Thursday, baby. Heavy, heavy, heavy day. Game plan. A lot of it going to be honed in on today for Tampa Bay. All right. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Michael Regei, having a lot of fun. 216-578-0850. Laid it all out, our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day with LeBron. And if he did have a Browns uniform on at some point, don't think for a minute that it's something that he's put past or out of his mind. He is a football player at heart. He'll tell you that himself. Always has been. Oh, and he was in First Energy Stadium Sunday with the Browns gear on. Now, I got to say, that's the first time I've seen that in all the years. Because, you know, one of the times it caused a stir here in Cleveland was an opener against the Dallas Cowboys in 2008 when LeBron was on the sidelines throwing a football with Jason Witten and the boys. All right, so the allegiances have started to change with I'm coming home and I'm back. And good to see you, to be sure. All right, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Regei Wilhelm, Zagura will join us coming up in about an hour or so. Don't go away, lot to do. Let's get this baby rolling right here on ESPN Cleveland. Well, it comes.